Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Thank you for running my dreams.
I got savages that shoot niggas. We in a gun war, so y'all gon' lose, nigga. They put you in a box, dad's half your size. Me little brother shot, got smacked and now he paralyzed. Walk into his funeral like that's my friend. But that nigga laying there, that's the life I end. The same other clothes I had when I was shooting on my wood. The same all black clothes to his funeral. All blood under my black Timbs. And if you saw the scene, the blood was all up on the brims. Uncle said, do it, so why they did it to him? Brutal cock a back, bang, pulling right into him, huh? I told Dice they ain't ready. Walk into his crib, slice his kids with my machete, Yeah, I'm so disrespectful. Now everybody's saying that I'm not gonna be successful. I'ma go in, yeah, I'ma go in. Crossover, step back, shoot the J, call me Jimberland. Drop back, game winner, yeah, I'm like Matt Flynn, forget it. I'm like DJ Khaled, all I do is win. Back on my bulls up again. Niggas think we homies, we not buddies, yeah, I'm not your friend. I'ma snatch your soul when your identity. Just like I snatched your girl when her virginity. My squad saw her throwing it back at Trinity. We like, then we all got hit it individually. I'm like, oh man, yeah, we gotta hit it. When she pulled down her pants, the room rocking like spinach. My man told me that, I'm like, whoa, she need to go. When the thing is, you ate her out about a week ago. I put beast to rest, my nigga. Yo, Reagan, rip the joint, I'm out. It's fresh, my nigga.
Reagan. Jay Fresh, some regular shit though. The other day, I was thinking about using some triggers. Now it's time to load the chopper, squeeze on you niggas. Nah, I ain't talking literal, but I'm talking mental, spiritual, lyrical. Man, I was the best in lighting up tennis shoes. Lost my sense of touch, cause nah, I ain't feeling you. You probably was okay before I heard of you. Heard you said some other stuff, well now you dinner fool. Eat him up, Mr. Reagan, or watch his presidential, but their name is no relation. Killing all these rappers, leave their body in a basement. Watch them all dissolve in the shadows of my amazement. I was rapping since like the first grade. Me and Rob Jones spitting flames at the lunch table. So when I say I'm like a dragon, don't be surprised, cause I've been spitting some hot shit before I touch the flame. This is lyrical execution. Gun to your head, say your prayers, no movement. Let the bullet swim all in your body, no cruising. Let my bullet juice sing, whoa, no losing. New kids on the block, but I don't even play. Bad thing is, I'm serious with the snake. I don't wanna be a pawn, I'm just trying to be a king. I'm a leader, and I'm glad I already got a queen. Cause once I get fame, girls want one thing. They feen it for a ring like Ron up in Cleveland. Man, back to the boss, I'm like a genius, I'm smart. But these dummies try to tell me I Nick, flow up in ocean, bars of a jail. Word far from God level, cause my lyrics hot as hell. Won't settle for less than success. So when I say I'm losing, just know I'm still on top. No rhyming, but go with noodles on you niggas. Yeah, this regular shit. Reagan J. Fresh. Shit, but you know this 856 Entertainment, you know, straight out of Camden.
Fuck season the Super Bowl.
Season 2, the city. I'm saying it's your boy Knock the God. You know, we tune in on the Super Bowl, man.
Yo, can I come in here with a bag? Like with a bag or something?
Yeah, man, I know we definitely do it. But I guess we about to go to the number 5 song. But hold on, my brother got something to say.
Yo, what it do? What it do, y'all? How y'all doing? My name is Donnie Papers, you're out of Cannon Radio. You know what I'm saying? DJ Pro, my little brother. All in all, I'm the hottest producer in the motherfucking world. Any beats you need from me, bro, ask about me. Donnie Papers. Get out of my little brother, straight out of Camden. ENT 856 Entertainment. You already know. Shout out to Jay. Johnny Knoxville, J Knox, you heard, we in the building. Shout out to Connie. But once again, my name, Donnie Paper. Shout out to Porter Rich. Shout out to Seaweed. I'm the hottest nigga in the city. Y'all need some hot work? Get at me. I got a song with Gil and that's on deck right now. Ask about me, my nigga. One. Once again, Donnie Papers. Remember that name. 856-ENT. If it ain't about ENT, it ain't about nothing. You heard? We building this shit. Because who else is doing it for Camden? Y'all niggas let me know who in Camden is doing any kind of movement right now. We are. And we going to make this shit happen. We need y'all support, though, because Camden don't support Camden. If we can support each other, we'll make it, man. And I hope y'all listening, man. Like, for real, if Camden can support Camden, we'll make it. But y'all want to be doing your own thing with ego shit. Let that shit go, bro. Get your shit together. Get our squad together. And that's Camden put Camden on. New York buzzing. Everybody buzzing but Camden. We got the hottest rappers and the hottest producers in the city. Get your mind right, man. We the city. We always get looked over. New York look over us. Atlanta look over us. But they cross our town every day. You feel me? I'm tired of that shit. 856 Entertainment. Y'all get it popping. Donnie Papers. Checking out, motherfucker. The hottest beat maker in the world. My brother, the hottest DJ. Knock, he just a real nigga, period. Get at us, man. You feel me? You feel me? Just get at us, man. Just get at us, man. And before I leave, one more thing, you know what I'm saying? One more thing I got to say before I leave. Check out this bitch, man. I want everybody to be safe. Enjoy y'all Super Bowl tonight, you feel me? Straight out of Camden Radio Show 2.0, you feel me? You can check us out on Sundays at 7. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7. Click in. And the more we get from y'all, Camden, the more we can support each other, the more it will help out. Because right now, Camden don't help Camden. Philly help Philly. New York help New York. We the most. We got them niggas. We hotter than them niggas. Let's start thinking, y'all, or we're going to be on Section 8 our whole fucking life. One.
I don't know what's wrong with him. Ain't nothing wrong with being on Section 8, though. Fuck you, man.
We bosses, man. We talented. No, we geniuses, that, bro. We between me and you, bro. We handle like I move. We geniuses, bro. Fuck that, bro. We the ones, bro. Ask about me, bro. Nobody in this city fucking with my beats. I had this shit on Smash for years. Ain't too many niggas that came to make beats. That's to my advantage. But you know, I've been doing this shit my whole life, man. Like I said, my name is Donnie Papers. I did shit with Porter Rich. I did shit with CB. I did shit with every Camden nigga. I did shit with Gilly. I did shit with motherfucking Lil Zane, bitch ass, Abraham. You feel me? I did shit with all kinds of niggas. But my whole thing is right now, I'm trying to do shit for our hood. Can Camden get together? Damn. What's up with this ego shit, man? Damn. Y'all niggas like North Philly. Everybody want to be your boss. You got to be your follower before you be a boss. You feel me? Get it together, Camden. Let's help us out. Put us on the map. You feel me? Let's go. One, I'm checking out. I'm about to go watch the Super Bowl. Pop another perk. I'll holler y'all niggas later.
With that being said, we're coming out with the mixtape, man. Straight out of Camden Volume 1. That's going to put Camden on the map.
And that's going to be on it. We're going to have Seaweed on it. We're going to have Gilly on it. All of that. And my nigga, Blake Winter with the Uno song.
Oh, yeah, I remember that last year.
Yeah, so I got a song with Gilly for y'all. I got a song with Ness for y'all, and I got a song called Uno. You feel me? We're going to kill y'all with this shit. I got songs from CB and PR. It's going to be the best mixtape in the world, Volume 1. Best believe it, nigga. We making moves. Hey, my whole thing is either catch the train or get left. You feel me? Don't say I ain't told you so. Donnie Papers in the building. One.
Yeah, man. My boy Donnie Papers out here, man. He talking that real shit. So get with him. So with that being said, we're going to play the number 5 song, you know. It's called OG by my boy Kid Lee and Yayo, man. Let's get into it. Squat.
Play from right there. Mic check, 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 check. Yo, 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 yo. Mic's good. Yeah. Fella, listen. Trying to get a quickie. Working in the cash, getting paid 850. And my boys think the same things. Just trying to maintain. Want the lights, fast cars, and the gold chains. It ain't easy when you're born in the ghetto. Everybody smoking, I'm just playing instrumentals. Trying to stay safe, got AKs for the devil. But right before the shot, you gotta learn the fundamentals. I'm still young, leaving good impressions. time hit the blunt, it's a pretty big decision. Still chilling here, rapping, born with pure ambition. Feel like we're getting dumber, cut you off, circumcision. Had to act like a man when it hit me, I ran. Now they say I got skills and I deserve 100 grand. Wait, don't tell me I ain't got rhymes, cause if I think about it now, I might lose my mind. Out, I ain't wanna let it go, but I feel it that time, I had to let you know. I've been working real hard, so professional, and now I'm over here, put this on the radio. Screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time. I'm screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time.
I used to rock waves and I changed to the braids. And getting paid and ducking shade, sipping lemonade. Don't expect to be easy if you're looking for a change. It gets complex from all the stressing in your brain. But just have faith, we gotta have faith. Visions of eating good while we really scraping the plate. This is just my life, I'm hoping you can relate. Like the oodles and noodles, cause tonight we eating steak. And we gon' get it, you can't tell us different. You got one mouth with two ears and don't listen. I just don't get it. And I stay humble. Life is what you make it. That's just how the cookie crumbles. We started from a hustle. It's time to flex our muscles. Like I'm a grind, I'm a shine. That's on my uncle. You can't out me. I'm a young OG. Another great young man made it from the streets. Beast.
I ain't wanna let it go, but I feel it that time. I had to let you know. I've been working real hard, so professional. And now I'm over here, put this on the radio. You screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time. Screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time. I'm finally in my own lane. Now I wanna buy my first chain. I'm just happy that I'm living. I could've quit in the beginning. And I'm happy where I'm at. Kinda glad you ain't had my back. Yeah, said I'm happy where I'm at. Kinda glad you ain't had my back. Work, I ain't wanna let it go. But I feel it that time, I had to let you know. I've been working real hard, so professional. And now I'm over here, put this on the radio. We screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time. We screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time. I ain't wanna let it go. But I feel it that time, I had to let you know. I've been working real hard, so professional. And now I'm over here, put this on the radio. You screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time. You screaming, how about you gon' pick your side? You can't holler at me at this time.
Number five?
Yep.
OG is the song name with Kitty and my boy Yayo. Yayo's Donnie from motherfucking Penn Tech. Back in the day, we graduated with him and shit. He in North Jersey making huge moves and shit, man. You already know it's 8-5-6-10.
Yeah, most definitely. The Patriots just scored, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck the Super Bowl. Fuck you, man.
It's 7-0. The Seahawks looking like shit. LOB my ass. I'm still going for the Seahawks, though. I mean, I'm feeling though they could pull it together. But with that drive right there, about to be a sad game for the Seahawks.
Right? So that's 7-0, bro. Come on, man.
But the way that Seahawks defense was, they just drove down the field like they were some little-ass boys just now.
If they get together. Came back on a Green Bay in, like, less than 5 minutes, bro.
A new game. This is a Super Bowl, man. You don't, ain't no coming back in Tom Brady. He missed the fourth quarter.
He bum.
He bum bum.
Fuck you, man.
You can't be bum bum in the Super Bowl. Fuck that.
Come on, Seahawks, man. We rooting for y'all and shit. Because that remind me of the black team and shit. The Seahawks remind me of the black team. They got a lot of black all-stars, man, doing their thing and shit.
Yeah.
So I feel as though everybody in the hood should be rooting for the Seahawks and shit.
And with that being said, it is Black History Month.
Yes.
So Seahawks better win. With y'all black asses.
And it's the first day of February, man. Since our first show in February, how it feels wonderful, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Shit, I know people that saw my Snapchat last night. I'm sorry, I was wilding last night.
He don't get tired. He don't get tired. My boy eats the booty.
Nah, I said some inappropriate things last night on Snapchat stating that I do eat ass.
He
and I don't eat ass.
He don't get tired.
I was just drinking off that Henny. I'm pretty sure y'all saw my Facebook. Y'all saw the Henny bottle
on
my hand.
He got him feeling loose. Nah, fuck that. You eat the booty, nigga. It's all good. It's all good.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but I just don't do it personally. You know, that was sorry. That was drunk talk right there.
I mean, if you want to see my boy talk some more real shit, follow me on Snapchat at @IM_DJPromo. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me, too. You know, I always got my niece up there. I'm doing some funny shit. You know, Knock the God. That's NOCKTHAGOD. That's me. You know what I'm saying? I'm on there. You're either going to see Jalen or, you know what I mean, you're going to see some funny shit with me in it. Just follow us, man. Or you want to hear some real shit, my boy Eat Booty, you know. Among other things.
Hey, yo, bro, I was actually going to put me watching a porno on there one day. I was really going to...
IM_DJPromo.
I never seen nobody do that shit before on Snapchat and shit, man.
He's a freak ass nigga, man.
I'm light skinned, man. But we got some good topics for you guys today. I know you sitting there watching the Super Bowl, not paying us no mind. Fuck that. Y'all paying us some mind today. Like I said, fuck the Super Bowl. Patriots is winning 7-0 right now. We want the Seahawks to win. I hope everybody's enjoying their, Super Bowl party with the wings, pizza. I mean, a lot of people's cooking fried chicken. They got the Pepsi on deck. And I heard Katy Perry is actually, what's her name?
Katy Perry
is performing live on halftime. Yeah. For real? I ain't see her.
You never seen Katy Perry? Oh, you seen Katy Perry.
I've seen her, but I haven't seen her. You seen her
deck? Yeah, I seen the interview. She look good, man. She look good. I like that.
You like them white girls.
I discriminate, yeah, boy. You can get it. If you green, girl. You look good. I'm that up.
See, the difference between me and Knox, I don't do white girls. So when the white groupies gonna come in, they always gonna go to Knox. So I make sure I put some bitches away. Now, if she got an ass, then it might be a little different story.
This brother is lying. Lying. You know how he lying? I can bring a white girl in here right now. He gonna hit it. I'll record it. I know for a fact he is. Like I said, I don't discriminate, man. I don't give a fuck. She coming here yellow as a motherfucker. She look good.
I don't know, bro. Fuck all that.
I'm holla at her.
She need yellow. This bitch need to go to the hospital.
Fuck that.
Fuck all that, man.
No.
Yeah, man. All right. One of the topics we're going to talk about is if one person that don't like something about the other person that they're dating, is it okay to try to change them? Now, I've seen this all the time. Everybody got their preferences and shit. So let's give you a great example. Donovan/DJ Promatic don't like fat women. BBW. He doesn't like big, beautiful women. Okay? So that means if I try to date a BBW, I'm trying to get her skinny. So that means I want to get her to the gym all day, every day. Is that wrong? Should I just stop dating her and go for a skinny woman? Or, but since she's nice and she got everything I probably want in the woman, I should date her, but I don't like her fatness. I take her ass to the gym, Planet Fitness, or even a Croc Center. We need to get to the Croc Center ASAP, by the way. It's only $25 a month, I heard. And should I change her to become skinny? What would you do?
Now, if she wants, to work on her body tone and lose some weight, of course, take her to the, but if you like her, if you've seen her, and you've seen her when she was big, and you start messing with her, why you want her to get skinny now? You get what I'm saying? Like, she was already big when you met her. Now, if she don't want to get skinny, you like, or if you don't get skinny, I'm going to stop messing with you. But you met her when she was big. So,
that's something I would say.
So why, when you met her when she was big, why did you approach her?
I mean, I'm just giving an example. I don't approach BBW women. I'm sorry. That's just not me. I'm going to walk past you and say, hey, how you doing? And walk past. Should have seen when I used to be on dating sites and shit. I mean, I used to get inbox full of them, man. I did not. It just did not arouse me. I couldn't really enjoy myself talking to them. I mean, they're great people. Don't get me wrong, but like I said, everybody got their preference. Now, you got women out here in this world dating men that they think swag is everything. So that they're going to go for swag more than they go to their personality. So then they date them, and they don't like their personality, and now they try to change them. Just like a woman try to date a street dude. Like they say, I saw this quote. It said, a CNA and a street nigga is not a power couple. You know what I mean? And, I mean, we know a lot of you women out there is going to try to change your man. for, you know, y'all think this is build a nigga. It is not build a nigga. And we don't try to do build a woman. We don't do that. And, you know what I mean? That's just not our thing. So I think it is wrong for you to try to change somebody. I don't give a fuck if it's personality or wise or not.
You're definitely right. I mean, we tune into this game. The Seahawks is not looking good at all, man, at all. But, I mean, I don't think it's good. Once you meet somebody and you know what they're about when you meet them, if they're not willing to change themselves, don't try to change them. It's going to cause a lot of commotion, a lot of confusion, man. Get yourself up out of there. You know what I'm saying? You talk to your partner, like, all right, you're a street nigga. All right, listen, I know you've been doing the street thing for a while, but let's try to do something else. Like, let's try to look for you a job or stuff. Let's see what you can do. You know what I mean? Talk to him. Not just either you get off the corner or it's over. Like, you met him, he was on the street. It's like when guys meet women, strippers at the club. You know what I'm saying? They meet them, and now it's, oh, stop stripping. I don't like you around all them men, but you was throwing her dollars in the strip club. That's how you met her. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, oh, well, we've been together for some time. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to take this to the next level. Like, I mean, let's try to look for something else. Let's try to do something else. Like, get a better job, do something like that. You feel me? Like, try to talk to them, see where they head at with the whole thing. You feel me? If you don't like it, you tell them, like, listen, like, I don't like it no more. Like, in the beginning, it was fun. Yeah, I met you. You was a stripper, things like that. But I'm not looking for that no more. Like, our fun is over. Like, let's get serious now. But that is how she pay her bills. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop a hustle. That is a hustle. So it's like mixed feelings about that. It's like, well, a nigga who hustling me. Like, I was watching a couple Snapchats, and it was like, the women were like, if you are over the age of 21, you shouldn't be hustling packs no more. You should be having your own blocks. So they not messing with corner boys no more. They need the men, niggas, whatever you want to call them. They need the ones who own the block, who want to sit back and just count the money. They need them now. So I'm like, I mean, that's kind of true, but how you going to stop me from getting this money? I know you is a little too old to be hustling with the little teenagers and stuff like that, but you got to start somewhere, man.
It's cool because what if he just started at 21? Yeah, I mean, so women can't judge off of that. That's just like saying if you a CNA, if you started a CNA when you were 18, that's not right. By the time you're 21, you should be an RN, and I ain't fucking with you because you're not an RN. Fuck out of here. Fuck.
Yeah, that was a great example, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they say it's not that easy. You got to go to school. You got to do things all like that. Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, if you going to school and you still seeing that, you on school, yeah, I'm going to work with you because I know you grinded to be RN or whatever else you want to be in that kind of field. You gotta graduate from the corner to get your own block. You know what I'm saying? Like it's work. Even though it's illegal to do, you still gotta work hard for it. It's not just the next day you wake up, you that dude now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta work for it. You feel me? Gotta get your name out there and stuff like that. So it's actually a good topic, man. I believe this topic, in the right way, is communication. Once you communicate with your partner and y'all get on the same page, then that's where it's good. But if it's falling apart, you gotta let that person go. Y'all not on the same page.
Yeah, so I feel as though I don't think you should change somebody. I really don't think so. You know what I mean? If he was a football player and then he did his thing, I could have seen if he developed a habit before, after y'all started dating or something, okay, cool. But let's just say he was an asshole. Woman, he may be always an asshole because that's his personality. Let's just say if he wears Skechers. I think the man's going to always be wearing Skechers since he's been doing that since he first met you and shit.
You can change that. Come on now. Come on now. Y'all a couple now. You better work hard to get some Nikes or something. Better work hard, man. It's some things you can change in a person, like the way they dress. I'm saying, I mean, things like that, things that don't count from the inside. You can change a person's apparel, but you got to think. Once you change that, you got to think what comes with it. you liked him when he wore his Skechers. Now you got him in Polo, True Religion, and stuff like that. Now that's where all the gold digging women who smell money come in at. So if you're gonna change it for that, you gotta change him and know what's coming with it. You gotta know what's coming with the change you want him to be, man.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, yo. Because, like Knox said, I honestly really don't think there's nothing wrong if you want to change. You ever saw Love Don't Cost a Thing?
Yeah.
All right, now, his personality was cool. He loved the girls. I mean, the girls liked his personality. I guess he was a shy dude, but he was wearing bullshit. She changed him, and he became the man. You know what I mean? She changed his clothes and all that, and at the end of the day, she liked him. So, honestly, you're right. If it's the clothes and whatever, if you want to change him, if you want to make him to look like Urkel to Stefan, if you get what I'm saying with the whole Family Matters thing, you've ever seen Family Matters, Urkel was a geek, Stefan was a cool dude. You know what I mean? You can't change personality, but you can change the equipment.
Definitely. And like in Love Don't Cost a Thing, he got the popularity once he changed his clothes and all that. And, well, not the end, but, you know, close to the end, he tried to play her out, do her dirty. You feel me? You got...
Because you never experienced that before.
Exactly. So he tried to be the man still. You feel me? If you want to like a person from the inside, like him from the inside, don't try to change him on the outside to make him, like, if he got a cool personality and he wear geek stuff, let people know, like, his personality is good, like, because if you change him to what everybody else around you want him to be, he going to start acting like everybody else that's around you. You feel me? And you don't know how they act. That's not the person you met. You feel me? So just, I mean, you can change him into different clothes, but if he going to go to Skechers, he might want to wear some, like, Hollister or something like that. Move him up little by little. Don't just go Skechers to Religion. See, now you fucked up.
Poverty to rich.
I mean, Skechers to Aeropostale. I mean, let him work his way up, man. Let him work his way up. Aeropostale, when you wear American Eagle, Hollister, stuff like that. You got to work his way up.
Yeah, seriously, man. Like I said, out here, women go for sneakers before personality. You know what I mean? They'd rather check your sneaks before they check your personality and how you are. And please don't be like, nah, that ain't true. Then let's just ask, why don't your relationships work now? Fuck, you mean? Why y'all single now? Fuck, you mean?
Another thing is, though, more money, more problems.
Yeah, definitely.
More money, more problems, man. So, definitely, I don't think you should change a person, man. Just communicate. Y'all should change together. Like, change and grow as one. Don't change each other separately. That's what's going to mess the whole relationship up. If y'all going to do your thing, y'all got to do your thing. Keep it inside. Keep it like on some Jay-Z and Beyonce. If y'all going to change, y'all got to change from the inside and let the world see y'all just as a couple and nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, so don't try to change a guy's or a woman's personality. That's just how she is. She was raised like that. You know what I mean? However she is, that's what she is or he is, and you got to accept it. If it's not working for you, move on. I mean, it is some things you like about a person, but that doesn't mean that's right. That person is right for you. You know what I mean? We all going to like something, but it's some things, everything we like, it's not always going to be how we think it's going to be. So if it ain't working out, move on. If it's working out, stay on. You know what I mean? Shit like that. We're about to go on to number 4 song of the day, which is Rick Ross by my boy Charlie Hustle. Fuck you, man.
I bet this beat make Ricky say, ooh. I bet this beat make Ricky say, ooh. I bet this beat make Ricky say, ooh. I bet this beat make Ricky say, hello America, it's your nigga Charlie Hustle, Mr. Tom Cruise Fly, Mr. Everything is custom legend in the making, got the bitches over jealous, got a bop so hard that'll make a pimp jealous, looking in the mirror and I'm staring. Hustle is the future, I was molded by the bosses. Be careful what you're speaking about. Haters, they be creeping out. Cause if you're talking deaf, then they gon' see that it's completed out. I'm in my own world, gotta be a felony. My head is in the clouds, where the fuck is my Penelope? You living like a bug, yeah, that's what people telling me. A dollar and a dream, yeah, that's what Pop was telling me. I made it to a man, now I'm pushing to a million. And I'm pulling niggas, causing fraud and shit.
a picture of it. HD. I try to tell them that my presence is more like a present. And yeah, I'm cocky, you can tell it by checking my essence. The cooler ruler, them haters is more like fucking peasants. While in my palace, I'm dining on the rarest of pheasant. Follow the leader and take heed of all of his direction. To do what I do so gracefully, I call it a blessing. I'm living like I'm fucking royalty. The only thing we honor is respect, cash, and loyalty. I'm on my Rick Ross.
Seahawks just scored. Beast Mode just ran
what,
a 4-yard, 5-yard touchdown. Yeah. Beast Mode. I mean, he's tearing the game out right now. Big shout out to the Seahawks. Looks like it's going to be a hell of a game. Another helmet just flew off on the ground.
If you're watching this replay, look at it. Look, smack, and he's still moving. That's, yo, he got to be the best running back in the game, bro.
You think
he's
going to be covering
Matt? I want interviewing, yo. I'm be like, yo, you a beast, dog.
He's like, you know what I'm here for.
So I won't get fined. He's like, nigga, ain't nobody finding you in this motherfucker. Shit, baby. Damn, yo.
Yo, big shout out.
7-6 right now.
So it's about to be tied up 7-7 right before the half. It's 2 minutes and 16 seconds. I hope everybody's enjoying their pizza and wings and Pepsi.
I'm on the order.
Shit, but I will order. Fuck you, man. But we gotta let every artist know right now that me and Knock is hosting the mixtape Straight Outta Camden Volume 1. Please go on our www.856entertainmentwebsite.com to register. You can go on the register page. You can register, and then we'll give you 4 more details. Deadline is March 10th. We want all the artists to participate in here. I think it's a big deal. It feels very good. So, I mean, we're going to love doing it. I hope you guys that's participating, we're going to have a little photo shoot, and we're going to try to have the party at the end, you know what I mean? Get your groupies together, you know. Fuck you, man.
Definitely, yo. This mixtape right here that we're going to be doing, yo, it's going to be epic, man. We're going to tear the city up with that, man, for real, yo. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, we really going to be doing it really, really... really big. But question of the day we got is, who do you believe is the best rapper in Camden? This is a controversial question right here. If you want to call in at 347-989-8082. Again, call in at 347-989-8082. Let us know your opinion on it. You know what I mean? Me and not me answer. Yeah, we're going to answer it. You know, we may have a few. If we think it's a few, we're going to have a couple. You know, one. We may have one. Bitch, we may have two. Depending on, you know, what's our opinion and shit, though. But if you want to call in and give us your top three or whatever, just let us know. Because what we want your opinions is we're going to try to get those best rappers on the mixtape. So we definitely get everybody on it.
Hell yeah. I mean... Are we answering it now?
You
want
to answer? You can answer yours now if you want to.
I mean, I believe I got a top three.
Okay.
I'm saying I ain't gonna give you no order. All
right.
But I believe it's Dutch.
Okay.
I believe it's Young Boss. He in Trap Money.
Who
is? He had a couple songs on here. He on Trap Money and shit. We got a caller, and I'm gonna give you my last one. I believe it is Concept. That's my top three, man. My top three.
Get into the call and shit.
Yo, what's going on?
Hello?
How you doing? Who's calling?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm wondering if you guys gave away the tickets already for K. Michelle and Rick Ross.
Oh, no. We're not going to give the tickets out until this week.
When?
Around Thursday.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, the K. Michelle Rick Ross tickets is still on, yo. She caught scared. Yeah, that girl sounds sexy, but yeah, man.
Who
I don't know, but she want them tickets, man. I need your cars to roll back in, man. That's going to be real.
Yeah, definitely.
K. Michelle, Rick Ross, you know, Valentine's Day. I'm sorry, we forgot about that, y'all, man. I'm glad she called in. You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to set something up for next, we're going to set something up for Thursday. Some people will, like, tune in or whatever, and then, like, a little rally. And we just rally her name and just pick a name out of the box, and we'll give the tickets away. Because me and Knott figured that the phone thing is going to work, but it's not, because you see nobody called in really today. Everybody's into the Super Bowl. So we'll just pick out a name, basically. Everybody, I'm going to give you, like, a little sheet or whatever to sign your name if y'all interested. And we pick out a name, and you're the winner. You know what I mean? That's how we want to do it.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, because that was the first call. We said caller number 12.
Yeah,
you know, that was the first call and things like that. Yeah, definitely. So I guess we'll just go through, pick a couple of names, you know, everybody who followed us. I mean, follow directions, things like that. So, yeah, basically.
I'm about to look up who that was right now.
Exactly. Okay, getting busy. I'm saying the Patriots got the first down and things like that. But, yeah, back to the K. Michelle and Rick Ross thing, man.
So big shout-out to them for having the concert in Trenton, too, also.
On Valentine's Day, man. So, definitely, I mean, we're definitely going to pick one and give it away and stuff like that. We're definitely going to have more. I heard about the Cat Williams Born Again Again tour.
Where's that at?
The Leah Court Center.
The hell is that? In Philly?
It might be. It's like an old school comedy joint. Got a couple old comedians in there. I got to look that joint up. Couple more concerts and stuff like that. So definitely keep tuning in. And I want to thank Jasmine for calling in. She definitely woke me up because everybody was into the Super Bowl. We definitely forgot all about. We said Sunday, so I guess we're just gonna push it to Thursday. Sorry about that, but we definitely going to get a ticket away for real.
Yeah, definitely going to get the ticket away. You already know, C 56 Entertainment, man. But we was talking about, you said Dutch. Young who?
Young Balls
in Concept. All right. Now, I look at a lot of these rappers is doing anything, man. But I really give it to Concept and his whole new wave squad. Doing big things and stuff, man, as artists. Female-wise, I like the girl Karma. You know what I mean? We play her track on her, and she go hard body with it, too. You know what I mean? And Knox Crush, Paris.
Woo.
Paris is a good artist, too. You know what I mean? That's his boo right there. See, I hope she's listening so she hear that shit. Fuck you, mean.
Yeah,
well, we're going to get on to the topic. Foreplay. Can foreplay improve sex? Well, we're about to play the number three song of the day, which you already know is going to be Fly Guy King. You already know C56 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Squad.
I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king. True life I bet, I'm riding out with what's real. Drop top for my chill, I don't give a damn about no bill. Put it on my tab and maybe I will. Pay the cost to go as I feel. Don't be coughing all on my mail. Ran base, I play for that sale. I am real as they come, ho. That eat shit you call gumbo. When the sharks is out for that crumb, though. With savages who like guns, bro. Feeling light, it be funny shit. And I'm floating around with my jungle chick. Get good cake, call funnel, bitch. Got a lot to say, I never mumble, bitch. When it's game time, no fumble, bitch. I done seen the block on this tumble shit. Niggas stay your course, that's humble shit. Rack stay, that's Wimbledon. Smoking Bobby Brown, loose cinnamon. Try to find a way to kill. Since I turned king, he's so intimate. Every goon I got is like Kenny, man. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool.
I'm riding round, I'm kicking, you see nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling low, so cold. I'm riding round, I'm kicking, you see nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm going round, I'm feeling low, so cold. I'm riding round, I'm kicking, you see nothing, my life goes.
They call me Captain Saber, hoeing bitch, I love to say. Yellow bone bitch, only hit it at the pleasure. Niggas talk, but I bypass. Fuck bone bread, I could buy cash. That business shit, that be bypass. Full grip and guard, my homie fly past. I be revolutionary when I hit the cushion. And I went to get the dream, like the Saints with Reggie Bush. Smoke that Reggie when they could. I burn that shit like wood. Man, I wish a nigga would. I'm as low as snakes and wood. I be on my pop shit, tryna shake these shoes. Like a little nigga, but these Jack Giants and hood. Be defiant, nigga, shook. Cut the structure, show the good. Take a lesson in the hood, the harbor school and other crew. Niggas down to catch a jug, and some grind up in them books. Pick your poison, how it look. It could be your last outlook. Be a tang and do your thing. So don't take this how you look. So the value of a tang. Niggas got his seam on foot.
I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king, you ain't seen nothing, my life goes. I'm riding round, I'm moving round, I'm feeling oh so cool. I'm riding round, I'm king.
And I definitely forgot to mention my man Fly Guy, yo. Fly Guy is very talented and rapper. I really bang with his songs, yo. All them songs really be popping, and they be long as hell too.
Yeah, definitely we need them kind of songs for the breaks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Fly Guy. I mean, it's a lot of rappers on here. You know, we can play our songs and then switch up the list. That's what I like, though. A lot of rappers in Canada is real competitive. You know what I'm saying? So keep up the good work. You know, the list can change every day. Definitely go on the website at www.856nt.com. And we definitely going to let you know who's the top artist that we think it is.
On the media page, we usually put the top artists, top songs of the week on the media page as well.
Yeah, so definitely you just go on there, www.856nt.com. I'm saying you definitely going to see. We got a lot of artists, man. We just need to stay consistent, and we need new artists as well. I mean, get Camden on the map, like my boy, Yeah, I'm thinking, like, what's his name? Called him Donnie Papers and shit. Like he said, I mean, keep Cammy, you know what I mean? Consistent, everybody help each other out and things like that. So, definitely what he said, man.
You already know. But let's get on to the number two song, Beef by Chopper Style. You already know. And then we're going to get on to the last topic. Foreplay can improve sex. You already know. Let's get it.
Squat.
One that
could
be.
Ay,
ay,
ay.
Niggas
want
me.
Leave a
a nigga in the rear view. Chopper hit him in the clear view. Body found out Fairview with Sue Woot from a pyro. Funk love to the Damus, and I know some Crips in they y'all shoot. Talking wartime like we ain't troops, and we ballin' nigga cause we ain't true. Know a lot of killers at Northgate and at 38, leaving with no face. That's no trace, that's no case. Lay him on his back and that's a North Face. Shorty bad but she basic. Give a dick, she just face it. Rubber glover, use latex, cause a young nigga practice safe sex. Riding off in that spaceship, so my money always come first. Nigga play around with my bread, then he laying down in that dirt. Moving so south at that perk. I'm from Franklin's like I'm Kirk. Young niggas put in work, so don't fuck around when you ducking down. You fuck around and get murked. Trying to get a check, emailing shit. All y'all niggas gay, Mr. Miller shit. Man, I'm high as fuck, so I'm feeling it. Leave your bitch around and we drilling it. Then we send her home and she background. All these rap niggas better back down or get clapped down by these Mac rounds. Spitting hard balls for like Mac round. Give her a hard dick, she make that Mac sound.
Actually shorter than what it really was and shit.
That chopper style beast, man. Definitely fuck with that, John. That's that new wave, man.
Okay, you already know. But alright, so can foreplay improve sex? I believe in it, do. If you like a woman and you really are into this woman, I believe you should involve foreplay.
Now, a lot of people don't know what foreplay is.
Unless you want to tell them that?
Amito. So, I mean, foreplay is basically like the calm down, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Playing with her, you know, got the ice, you know, the whipped cream, the chocolate, and shit like things you do before you stick it. You know what I'm saying? Before you go in for the kill. It's everything before that, the whole kissing and touching, shit like that, man. You don't get me wrong, got the quickies where it's just like, I mean, pull your pants down, let's go. But I'm saying foreplay makes it calmer, like it calms it down. You know what you're doing, you know what you can do. You got it all in your head, because when you're doing a quickie, it's just all pull your pants down. Any position you in right now, I'm doing it to you. Feel me? But if you foreplay, you get to finesse it. You do what you want, like what you thinking of, the fantasize, things like that. So I believe foreplay is a big key in sex, man. You gotta have foreplay, man. I believe that's what's gonna have them coming back, man. Have them wilding in your inbox, you know, always creeping on your page and shit, man. For real, foreplay is what it is.
Yeah, man. I mean, I look at foreplay as just getting to know her body. Let's just say, you know what I mean? You want to get to know the girl, your opponent. I call it your opponent. You want to get to know your opponent. You know what I mean? You want to know what turns your opponent on. You want to know what get your opponent aroused and shit. And I think foreplay is the key to that. You know what I mean? You don't want to do it one motion way, and then you ain't doing nothing for her. So you just play with her body a little bit. Kiss all over her body and shit. I mean, people use a lot of tools and do a lot of activities. You know what I mean? Everybody got their own foreplay and shit. Me, I like to make love to the body before I even touch. the cootie cat. You know what I mean? Before I even touch the cat, I love to make love to the body. I like touching her body with a sensation feeling. You know what I mean? I want to feel her body. I want her soul to come out that motherfucker. You feel me? That's how I do it and shit. And once you feel the body, get to know how she is, get to know how we can get her aroused or not, then you can see the action and shit. So, yes, foreplay definitely can improve the sex. If you're just one of those dudes that just want to stick it in, get it in, be out, I guarantee it's not going to work how you really want it to work. And I just think you should, make love to the body. I don't mean making love to the woman, you're just making love to the body. You get to know the body, you want to know the body's last name type shit, you know.
Definitely, man. Like the foreplay is what it is. Like you said, you learn a body. You get to learn all her spots, you know, what to touch, what not to touch, you know, shit like that, man. Foreplay definitely tell you which way to go, man. It definitely is. I mean, you got the stop signs, you know, the left turn, the left blinker, right blinkers. It's all that, man. The body is like a car, man. And you got a body like a bitch. I'm just trying to drive it once again. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a car. You got to learn your car, man. You got to know what to do, know when it need gas. You feel me? You got to feel for it. Look, you give your car a name. You wash it. I mean, you gotta learn the body parts, man, for real.
And depending on what car it's got, it depends on how you take care of that motherfucker. For instance, if you got a Benz motherfucker, you better take care of that. It's great. But if you got an Impala, I think you should definitely take care of that. But if you got a Toyota Camry, throw that bullshit away.
Man, whatever. You can't, beggars can't be choosers. If you want it, you gotta go get it, man, for real.
Definitely,
man. So,
I was just being funny on that, though. Any car you got, you should definitely take care of it, no matter what. Because if you take care of the car would definitely take care of you,
get you from A to B. I mean, you know, you still tune in to the game, the Patriots just scored. Gronkowski just went up top on a little linebacker. Shit, he went up top. So it was 14-7, New England up. 11 seconds left in the second quarter. I get to see the sexy white thanks, Katy Perry. What? Oh, this nigga is bugging. But, man, it's Black History Month. I'm going to say this all month. It's Black History Month. Read a book. Read a Black History book. MLK. You know what I mean? Malcolm X. You got Rosa Parks. You got a lot of people. You know, I just named the top three people. That's who everybody really knows. That's who you start out with. That's like the basic in Black history. You got Muhammad Ali. You got Jordan. We can get into sports, too. They did things. I'm saying, so I mean, it's Black History Month. If you black and I'm in the Black History Month, you better read up on me. I'm doing something great right now, man. Promo. I mean, we in Black History Month making history. So look us up. We on there too. I mean, your teacher asked if you want to do a report on. You can say knock a promo.
Yeah,
we doing something. We doing something. Fuck you mean?
Yeah, right. Let's get on to the number one song of the day. Mike, my boy DJ Cool. You already know he's 856 Santana.
Squat.
Wait a second. Is that a clean beat?
There's only one thing I value in this world, loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. And you have no one. That's why I'm letting you go. Not because you're not good enough, not because I don't like you, but I value trust over skill. And I don't fucking trust you anymore.
I might blow a whole jet.
Blow a whole jet.
Spend it all on my wrist.
Spend it on my wrist.
Might buy a new whip.
Might buy a new whip.
Just to make this little dip. I might go hit a lick. Might go hit your bitch.
Your
I might hop on a jet.
Hop on a jet.
Just to take a drink.
These niggas almost on the low.
I swear all these niggas gotta go. We don't match with Popo, that's a no. When it's down to ride, I'm a roll.
Rolling.
Rolling every time a nigga gone. Y'all just a fool, ain't even noticed. I've been too focused, first it was raging. Now everything floating. I got the potion and I've been ready. I was chosen like Moses, I ain't even know it. But no, I go hard in the paint. Y'all say these bags, y'all know how this your thing. Don't know what y'all thought, two shots make your body plain. I just go pull out the shank. We was on the boat, but that shit's insane. Can I do it fake, so I wanted I get it. All y'all do is complete, while I said Mac is the big.
out to the money. Well, it's time to pull it out. When it's really about beef. We ain't got time to sort it out. I know what my cook about. I know what my team about. I know all about y'all. I suggest that you shake my
blow whole shit.
Spend it all on my wrist.
Might buy a new whip.
Just to make these little dips. I might go hit a lick. Might go hit your bitch. I might hop on a jet.
Hop on the jet.
This is nigga drip.
These niggas almost on the low. I swear all these niggas gotta go. We don't mess with popo, that's a no.
Shooting like Rob Horry in his bitch. Got my 40 in his bitch. Got my 40. Hit the nigga one, act corny in his bitch. You can tour up in his bitch. Side nigga and your bitch call me shotgun.
Shotgun.
Damn right, cause I got one.
I got one.
Little niggas wanna act up. Fuck boy, got the right one. Get back in this bitch and I'm flexing again. Flat strap with two texts for this wreck shit again. Niggas want fucking direction again. And my chopper Katrina and wet shit again. And I just grabbed a 40 and the ladder came with it. A lot of rap niggas is burning they bridges. Most you niggas snitches. Can't fuck with you niggas. Back the whole thing up in 12-12. Free my big bro out the jail cell. Getting high smoking this dope, bitch. You niggas smoking that brown. Fool man just finessed the Migo. And I tie up your kid for a kilo. This shotgun, I'm telling you, no lie. We taking your shit, nigga, repo.
I might blow whole shit.
Blow whole shit.
Spend it all on my wrist.
Spend it on my wrist.
Might buy a new whip.
Might buy a new whip.
Just to make these little dips.
Just to make them flip.
Might go hit a lick.
Go to the lick.
Might go hit your bitch.
Go hit your bitch.
I might hop on a jet.
Hop on a jet.
Just to take a drip.
Love me, man.